Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
I'm Jim Mudd.
All right, Jim, here we go. Round two already. First hour went by quick. And no better way to start off second hour than with Captain Lynn Smith down in Port O'Connor. We just call it POC. What's up, Lynn?
Oh, not much, man. Not much.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. We just
you sound all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
It sounds good.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. Yeah, we had that big Lone Star Shootout tournament going on down here this weekend, you know.
Boy, and they poured the coals to them, man. There was a lot of marlin caught. That was awesome.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, they brought them in, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they had a good turnout. They put it on them. They really did. So they had a good tournament. They really did. They had some beautiful boats, I'll guarantee you. I went down
awesome.
There and oh man. I'll tell you what, I went to Orleans and saw our boats one day and just kinda rub your hands together and go, just how much money do these people have? you know?
That's big bucks. Boy, it sure is nice.
Oh, some beautiful, beautiful boats, I'll tell you what. Yeah, they're just fantastic. They really are. Beautiful, beautiful boats.
But, I mean, there's so many different ones. They just build the product, and the quality is so superior these days on all that offshore stuff. It's incredible.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, you don't even want to step foot on one of those boats. They're so fun. You sure don't want to wear shoes on one.
Take your shoes off.
Man, oh man. Beautiful, beautiful workmanship, you know. Yeah, but, I never will forget. I had a friend of mine that was fishing a tournament in Cozumel one time, and it was his birthday, and so a bunch of us flew to Cozumel to celebrate his birthday, and he was on the Princess Galvez, this 55-foot Hatteras. And he was tied up. They were tied up in the harbor there in Cozumel. And there was a boat tied up next to him that was out of Florida fishing that same tournament. And it was a 55 Hatteras. And the name of that boat was Poverty Sucks.
I'll never forget that. That's a good name. Poverty Sucks.
I'll never forget that. Never forget that boat. And I've got a T-shirt. I got a T-shirt off that boat. But the stateroom on that boat had a big bed in that stateroom, the owner's bed, and he had a chandelier hanging over the bed. Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful bed. But fantastic boat. But those people, they have a lot of fun, I'll guarantee you. You know, on that tournament down there, they were averaging, anywhere from, 25 or more sailfish a day per boat. They catch them in that slot between Cozumel and Cancun. Uh-huh. And in that certain time, those sailfish are running like crazy between there. They're not real big sailfish, but
no, but their points, man. The more you leader and catch, the more they add up, buddy. That's
right.
It's kind of like that big tournament in Los Sueños where they're catching 40 and 50 a day.
Oh, yeah.
Boat. It gets crazy. Now, that's some action there. That's better than trout fishing.
Right.
Way better.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. But, anyway, there were some beautiful boats. And I'll tell you what, one of the fine things to watch is when they take off out of here and they lead them out to the jetties.
Right.
And to watch those boats go out, that is real impressive. Just to watch them lead out, you know. Everybody lines up along the intercoastal just to watch those boats head out.
I bet they do. That's cool.
It's impressive. It's impressive, I guarantee.
Gosh, that's a lot of money running out through them jetties, buddy.
Oh, tell me. I never forget one year during Poco, they used to go out. They'd leave at midnight. the pilot boat would lead them out. And they would all leave at midnight. And the pilot boat would lead them out. Well, when they got to the big jetties, the pilot boat would peel off. And then, boy, those big boats would hammer down. And anyway, my neighbor, her boss, was floundering. And he was floundering right pretty close to the big jetties. And he didn't even realize what was going on. He didn't know anything about the Poco Bueno tournament. And he saw all these boats, you know, and he saw them headed toward the big jetties, and he thought, oh, man, that's kind of neat. Wonder what's happening. And he's floundering, you know, and he hears this roaring noise, and all those boats take off, you know, and heading out to the jetties. And he thought, well, that's impressive, you know, and he's floundering along in his flounder boat. All of a sudden, next thing he knows, he's upside down on the flat with his flounder boat at midnight. And he spent the night out there with his flounder boat upside down on the flats.
Oh, Lord.
Know. So you can imagine the wake.
Oh, yeah. Those things throw off some wakes. You know, Cameron, when he'd fish those tournaments, like down at Los Sueños and stuff, he'd video it off the, I think he was on a Big Freeman or whatever. These boats get up and run now. And you look all across the ocean, and they're all spread out running in just all these giant wakes interlapping I'd hate to be in a little 20 to 25 foot center console in the middle of all that. You'd go down.
Oh, man.
It's something else.
Oh, can you imagine?
Massive propulsion and big wakes, buddy.
Oh, and these big boats run now, boy.
They get up and go.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean, they run. It's amazing how fast those big boats are.
I know it.
But they get out there. They get out there and go.
Yep.
That's good grief. But anyway, back to the flats. I mean, it was kind of tough for me with that full moon, boy.
Was it? These currents, these tides are real messed up right now. They're real strong when you do have one. And then when you get to your daytime tides, they're real weak. And with this full moon, you know, I'm sure you're getting a spawn off right now, too. You know, there's some fish that are spawning. And there's a lot of movement. They're just, you know, you'll get them one day and they're totally gone the next. They're not even close to where you caught them the day before. Moving around
a
lot.
Right. Right. Well, I was back in one of the lakes. I mean, the bait was going absolutely nuts, you know. Mm-hmm. And I ran around and made a drift and we caught some pretty good trout. And, I mean, bait was just going crazy. We caught some trout and some reds and all this bait. And the next thing you know, they just shut down. I mean,
just
the bait
dormant.
Quit.
Isn't that amazing?
Went completely dormant. Yep. I mean, as far as you could see, there was nothing moving. Nothing. I mean, it's like you flipped a switch, you know?
And you know, in the back of your head, you're trying to be positive with your customers going, well, we'll get them going again. When you watch that bait die out like that and just lay down, you know it's over.
It was crazy. Yeah, that's right.
Like a light switch.
It was. It was. And, I mean, you know, they saw that bait and the fish were there and everything. And for hundreds of yards, I mean, there was bait working. Mm. And, I mean, all of a sudden it quit. It was over. And I went, oh, my goodness, it's done. We're done. We can go to the house.
What do you think, Captain? How many times you hear that? Hey, Captain, what do you think? Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Exactly.
I'm not a big thinker, but I can tell you it's pretty much over right now.
That's right. Unless that's exactly it.
A miracle happens here.
Yep,
I hate it.
That's
I hate
right.
it when it's like that.
Oh, gosh.
I'd rather just have it spotty and steady, you know, all day than to have that one big bite and, you know, you miss that bite window, you're just screwed all day unless you can find birds working or something like that. But, you know, as far as fish
right.
activity, boy, it's like pulling teeth, man.
I know. And, you know, you talk about
birds.
There's
nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't make them eat.
No. And, you know, you talk about birds. And down here, it's totally different under the birds here than it is in Galveston.
Well, we're getting like y'all. I mean, it's turned into a lot of trinket trash now. The fish are real small, you know, like y'all
really?
Have and little gaff top and nasty stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, man, you know.
Back in the day,
we see birds.
It was all solid, good fish under them, but it's changed a lot, too.
Oh, man, I mean, I don't even stop for birds, you know. I mean, because that's all we've got is gaff top and small trout under birds, you know.
Right.
I tell customers, I go, they see birds working, they go, they're birds. I go, yep,
right.
gaff top. And I just keep going. And, I mean, we just got slammers everywhere.
You know, Rockport's right the same way, you know, down there at Aransas and Rockport area, same deal. And I can see, you know, I see more of that up this way now. You know, on occasion you'll get lucky and stumble up on a school of decent fish, but for the most part, it's trinket trash is what I call it. It's garbage.
Yeah. Oh, we got gaff top everywhere right now.
Oh yeah, we got them too, man. They came to that fresh water. They're having babies, man.
Boy, they are.
They are
everywhere.
They're laying their seed down.
They're everywhere. You know, when I was a kid, I dropped a great big one on my foot, and that dorsal fin went through the top of my foot and came out the bottom. Went all the way through my foot. And that smarted. Yeah.
I had one go through my hand right next to the fat part of your thumb, between your index finger and thumb, and it comes through that little web right there. It went in on the palm side and came out the top side. Whew, man. Almost make you pass out. You can just feel that poison run. Once you get your bloodstream, you feel it run up your arm and go right to your heart.
Absolutely.
This could be it, Elizabeth. I'm coming to see you, baby. Fred Sanford.
Oh, yeah.
But, I had that happen. Boy, and it was hot. It was like an August day in the middle of the day.
Oh, I mean, goodness.
We're wearing a trout out, and I got that nasty gaffy on, and I was holding my leader. In my right hand, I had the net in the left hand, and I scooped this trout up and flipped it in the boat, and that gaff top flopped just right, and that top fin went all the way through my hand. That'll sure wake you up in the morning.
Won't it? I had a guy stand up on the bow of my boat one day, and we were working this one area, and he hooked a hard hit, and his son was in the front of the boat, but his dad was standing up on the bow. Well, his dad hooks his hard head. Well, he had on a pair of flip-flops, his dad did, and he pulled this hard head up. Well, when he swung it around, I saw it happening, and before I could even say anything, he swung that hard head around, and I saw the hard head swing around and stick his dad in the side of his foot.
Oh, boy.
And, I mean, I immediately grabbed. I keep a bottle of hydrogen peroxide in my leaning post, and I opened that leaning post and I grabbed that bottle of hydrogen peroxide, and just the time it took me to grab that bottle and turn around, I saw blood running down off the bow of my boat onto the bottom of my boat, and I ran up the front, and I pulled that hard head out of his foot. And poured the hydrogen peroxide on it and everything. He was bleeding like crazy, which was the best thing could happen.
Well, yeah, you want it to bleed if you can. It'll push a lot of that enzyme out of there. But, boy, I tell you,
exactly.
it must hurt a little artery. And,
And it was bleeding good. And I said, you want this thing to bleed. and get that enzyme out of there. Anyway, I poured that hydrogen peroxide on there. And I told him, I said, you know, we ought to go in right now. You need to go in and get this checked, you know, get this taken care of. Well, he didn't want to do it. So, you know, and he wanted to fish. I said, well, okay, but we really ought to go in. It was late morning. And anyway, he said, okay. I said, okay, whatever you want to do. But anyway, by the time we went in, his foot started to swell pretty bad.
I bet it did, man.
It did. And by the time we got in, his foot was really swollen. But he should have gone in right away.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I would.
You got to get it elevated. You can't put ice on it because it makes the enzyme worse.
That's right.
Lynn, hang on. Let me get this break in. I'll come right back at you, buddy.
All right.
Well, you know, the granddaddy of all hunting shows, that's returning to Houston. That'll be August 6th through the 8th at the NRG Center. It's the 2021 Hunters Extravaganza Show. Bring the whole family with all the kids to see Gator Country's huge gators. You know, with hunting season right around the corner, come check out all the cool stuff hunters need for this season. You know, and scope out the biggest and best in camo, blinds, feeders, ATVs, optics, game calls, and a whole lot more. Zero in on your next hunt with the world's most premier outdoor outfitters and guides all under one roof. And track down all the greatest giveaways and attractions at the granddaddy of all hunting shows, the Hunters Extravaganza Show, where hunters from across Texas and beyond gather each year. So come check it out. It'll be a lot of fun for the entire family. Go to huntersextravaganza.com. That's a Texas Trophy Hunters production.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 522 here in the Bayou City. All right, that moon ought to be going down between them trees right now. All right, let's go back to Lynn Smith and talk some more. Okay, Lynn, we're back. My foot's hurting from thinking about that hardhead.
Hey, boy, I tell you.
Those hardheads are like 10 times worse than a gaff top.
They are. They really
They're
are.
Nasty. They're, you know, especially when you get it stuck in there and can't get it out immediately. And boy, the longer it's in there, the worse it is.
I think I've told you about this before, but this friend of mine, a friend of both of ours, I won't still say his name, but this friend of ours, he has a low threshold for pain, and he was waiting with customers, and he got hit on his, between his fingers with a hard hit. Ooh. And he was staggering around, and he passed out. He literally passed out. And his customer ran over and grabbed him, picked him up out of the water. But he was face down in the water.
And, that's a good way to drown right there.
Absolutely. His customer picked him up out of the water and said when he picked him up, he was snoring. He was so out of it, his brain shuts down.
Oh, yeah.
From the pain.
I know brain guys like that are big, tough, macho guys and everything else, and the sight of blood will make them do that.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you hang a deer up and go ahead and gut it and skin it out, they got to leave. They can't take it. They get weak in the knees and get all pale and faint. Sight of blood.
Oh, my goodness. That wouldn't work for me.
No, I'll tell you, not us. We've seen a lot of meat hanging up, fish cleaning, and deer hunting. That's
isn't that the truth? Oh,
you better
my goodness.
Have a tolerance for that, or you'll pass out in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Boy,
yep.
Speaking of deer hunting, that's right around the corner, man. September.
It won't
1st,
be long.
Dove season is here. I mean, it's right around the corner.
I'm telling you, it'll be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. I tell you. Yeah, buddy, I'm kind of ready for some of that action.
In teal season, waterfowl, deer, I mean, here we go. It's back on.
Man, oh, man.
I can't wait. I'm ready for a change.
Yep. Well, I'm ready. I'll be ready for it. Boy, I tell you what, though, I had a little experience when one of my customers got his line wrapped around my trolling motor prop. And he cut the seal on my trolling motor.
Oh, no.
And, I raised my trolling motor a couple of days ago and saw water pour out of it. I went,
uh-oh.
No, it's not good at all. So, anyway, I'm going to have to get me another trolling motor, I'm afraid. It's under warranty, though, I think. But still, that's not a good thing. But anyway, I guess I'm going to have to get a new trolling motor. If it isn't one thing, it's another.
No,
you know,
that's
just
right.
A hole in the water you throw money in, you know.
Brave it, bust out another thousand.
Yes, that's it. Yep, that's exactly
it. Well, nowadays, with a trolling motor, bust out a couple of grand or better.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I saw a friend of mine was rigging out a new boat the other day, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, how much are these boats these days? I mean, I hate to even think how much they cost. He said, oh, this is nothing. He said, I'm putting a stereo system in this boat, and this guy wants this stereo system, and the stereo system costs $10,000.
Oh, goodness.
I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, you know, when I go to an area to fish, I want to be quiet.
Yeah, seriously? $10,000 in a boat just to listen to music? Come on, man, I'm out there for something else. Now, don't get me wrong. I love music. I mean, there's time and place for it, but fishing is not the time for that. Now, maybe a ball game on your radio while you're fishing.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Just turn it down low and kind of keep up with the game. But no.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
If I'm waiting on a flat, for instance, and these guys are laughing and cutting up, I want to wait away from them. You know, I start easing away from them. I don't want to be anywhere close to them. Because they're just running the fish off, you know, is all they're doing.
They don't realize how that noise travels and magnifies across that water, and the fish can hear that. They can hear that yelling and stuff.
You better know it. You watch these old commercial fishermen, boy, they set those nets and then go around and they beat on the side of their boats and drive those fish into the nets.
Right.
I used to see them do it. You know,
I used to watch them do it shallow in Trinity Bay. They'd set a big old, just a round, you know, kind of surrounding area, and then they'd drive back on the other end and get out with paddles and beat on the water and run all those fish into the nets.
Absolutely. Yep, that's right. That's the way they did it. So, you know, you got to be quiet. You got to be quiet out there. Yeah, that stereo, I can hear them. From my house, I can hear them going down the intercoastal. I'm 120 yards from the intercoastal.
Yeah, and they got all that, they got those systems in there, and they got some bass working. It just vibrates everything.
Yeah, I know it.
What do they call it? Crazy. Bumping, man. Got to be bumping.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess we're getting old, Mick. We won't want to hear all that.
No, I go fishing to hear the birds chirping and trout sucking, sucking a mullet under on the surface, and all those good sounds you listen and fish for when you're.
Oh yeah.
There's no finer sound to hear a trout just suck a mullet down. I mean, it's like a
Isn't
commode
that
flush. That's good stuff,
Isn't
man.
That?
Or slurping
oh, yeah.
shrimp on the surface. I'm into all that.
Call me
too.
Weird,
but that's fine. I'll take it.
Oh, I'll take it too. I'll take it too. People hear that, they don't know what they're hearing, you know. And I tell people, just stick with me when wading a flat. Stick with me because I hear stuff or I see stuff that you don't know what you're seeing or hearing. You know, I'm looking for things like that or listening for things, and you don't know what you're seeing.
And, or if you're bow hunting for deer and there's no better sound than to hear the flight of that arrow thump through the hide of that deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got a good shot off. You can tell by the
that's
thump,
right.
baby.
That's right. Yep, that's exactly it. But I can tell a hunter if he hit the deer or not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So,
just like the repeat of the rifle. Once the projectile hits the animal, you can hear it. I love mm-hmm. that double pop. Well,
somebody just
rocked one. Let's go over and check on him.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, I saw something on Facebook. Mike McBride said something about one of the guys down in South
Africa.
Yeah,
real well. I know who it is, but I'm not going to say his name on the radio. I mean, it's, you know, for their family to decide. But, yeah, that's that Vibrio, it's getting that time of year, man. And, you know, just like you talking about these hard head fins and everything else, have some peroxide and bleach on hand on board. And take care of those before you get any bacteria in there. It's with all this rain runoff, you know, and people don't realize how bacteria-filled all that runoff water is when it comes from land, you know, our dirty cities
right.
and everything else that drain off into our tributaries, into the bays and the Gulf. And they just got to, man, if you got some cuts on you or any kind of open wounds, don't get in the water, man. And I remember back in the day, my grandma would tell me, I'll go soak it in the surf. It'll be all right.
Oh, absolutely.
Fast. Remember those days?
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't even think
sure.
about that now.
No. No, I had a little spot on my hand, a little knot on top of my hand, and my dermatologist took it off, and then it was a skin cancer, and it wasn't a melanoma, but it was carcinoma, whatever. Anyway, he took it off. Well, he stitched it up, and so I was real careful with it, you know, not to get it wet or anything like that. And that's the first thing you think about, you know, boy, you don't want to get any salt water on that, you know. So I was real careful about it. But it's all
healed up. But it happens fast. I mean, you'll know it within 12 hours whether you're going to get it or not. I mean, it spreads quick. The pain and the swelling, all of it sets in. You're done.
Ooh,
all right, Lynn. I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down to Port O'Connor and popping a wade with you or doing some drift fishing, how they get a hold of you, man?
Oh, you betcha, man. They give me a 361-935-6833.
All right, my friend. Well, Lynn, have a good Sunday. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and stay safe, man.
Hey, you too, man. It's that time of the year. We got to be safe.
That's it. Catch them up. See you, buddy. Take care.
All right, man.
All right.
Bye.
That's Captain Lynn Smith down in Port O'Connor, and I need to take a moment to tell everybody about McLean Trailers. You know, these are the folks that have been serving our community since the 1950s. They're located right off of Interstate 10 between the Uvalde and Normandy exits right there on the North Feeder Road. You can't miss it. It's easy to find. They have a complete showroom full of parts and accessories and a lot full of utility, lowboy, gooseneck, and cargo trailers, not to mention their great boat trailers. They build them right here in Houston. They have two plants in Louisiana, and I've trusted McLean's for over 40 years with their fine staff and product line. They're also a repair center for all of your trailer repair needs. If they can't repair it, they'll sell you a new one, and they'll stand behind it. Check them out on the web at McLeanTrailers.com or call their shop It's 713-675-2761. You can trust the name. It's been serving our community since the 1950s. That's McLean Trailers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
What are you coon hunting again?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't ever going to run out of coons up there, man, no matter how many you kill.
I know. I keep feeding them about 5 tons of corn a year. I don't know why in the heck they keep showing up. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, them rascals, they get pretty dang wild out here and taking over, so you got to clean the herd every once in a while.
Well, I bet they're fat rascals, corn-fed.
You ain't kidding. These tongue guns are. They are just...
Get out of here, you furry bastard.
Johnny B.
He slipped that one in on us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Turkey.
Ever gotten out one of those little Fox Pro calls and put the crow call on?
Put the fighting crows on there. Won't be a crow. You won't see one within miles, and in 5 minutes, you got crows coming in.
Everywhere. I mean, they come flocking in. You put that
Johnny Stewart
on. Goodness, I tell you what, that's something else on this thing. That is hilarious. I sit around the house and I'll do that every once in a while. I'll put that thing in the yard. And like you said, there won't be a crow around. And you've got that thing on, and here they come. I mean, and they're diving and bombing and want to know what's going on and who's fighting.
Oh, they're coming in there ready to fight, man. Watch the fight.
I did. It is comical as it can be.
Boy, that's some cheap redneck entertainment right there.
It is, isn't it?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this beautiful Sunday morning. All right, let's go down to G-Town. It's 538 here in the Bayou City. Let's check in with Plog, see what he's doing this morning. Hope it's calmed down where he can go tarpon fishing. Plog, what's up?
Yo, Mick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Well, tell me about it.
Ain't
none. Come on, man.
I'm unloading the boat. Fixed to load it on the trailer because it's about done. And I have to put another one in the water.
try to get all this stuff done.
Which boat are you pulling out?
Oh, my 22's done. It's rattling so bad that.
Oh no! Not again.
I just kept running it, and I said, "Surely I'll blow up. Somebody come get me." But Chris said he thinks it's a lower unit, so I'm going to haul it out, take it over to him, let him.
You know, a buddy of mine, his was rattling like that, and he thought, "Well, you know, I got so many hours on it, I'm just going to have to get a new power head." And it turned out it was a lower unit doing that, making that
exactly what
noise.
Chris said. He said, "Dude, you getting any alarms?" And I said, "No, Chris, ain't that stupid. No, the boater, you know, top end, I mean, it's just normal. It's
sure.
It runs fine. But you pull it back and you swear it's coming apart." He said, "Man, I think you got a lower unit issue." My guy's
hey,
like, "Well, we
remember the old Mercury's way back in the day? It sounded like you needed a flak jacket on in the boat when you're running them, man. You'd rev those boogers up and get to running wide open, and you swear a piston's coming through the block at you. But
you
they
just
never
knew
would
they
blow,
were
up.
Blow up. I know it. We had a bunch of stuff that did blow up. But no, Mickey, I'm just trying to. I'm getting toward the end. You know, I don't have but a few more days left. So I made it this far. So I'm gonna jerk it out, run this little boat for the next few days. That motor on it's new.
Yeah.
But that's what Chris thinks. I don't know. I'll let him look at it. But it just gets worse. It's so bad, I don't even want to drive it. I mean, it's, you know, as long as you're running, it's good. But you got to idle around or look for some fish or something, you're probably going to scare everything off.
Yeah, well, it's, how's the wind down in your backyard this morning?
Oh, buddy, it dropped out. I got a little west, maybe west, southwest, and not much.
That's what
but
the
I
hammer
that
said. Said it was
o'clock.
About 5 at his house down there at the pass. And
that's probably about right.
Yeah, I'm showing everything down this morning. We talked about that the other day, how that high pressure will set in. Because it's going to get hot this week, and usually when that happens, it gets calm.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock, I walked outside at 2 o'clock, and it was smoking. And I said, "Well, dadgummit." And then I popped out a little while ago, and I said, "Okay, she's coming down." And the whole time I've been out here pedaling around. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's
you were kind of wanting to get a tarpon trip in this weekend, go look around, huh?
No, we're going. We'll go today.
Are you? That's good. Who you and Jacob?
Nah, me and Jeremy, and I don't know if David's going or not. But because it's right for the next, it looks like, you know, of course it's weather forecast, but it looks like
next
the next
few days,
maybe 4 days. You're right.
Right. I would ask you to go play golf one day, but it's just too damn hot, man.
It is, dude. Or we got to go
go early or go late.
Hey, you can tee off at Moody's, man, at like 6:45. You barely see the ball, which is good for me. That way, I don't have to go find it. It's already lost. When it's lost,
drop another one.
Just drop another one, dude. I'll just play by you. It's a good spot right here.
But, boy, I remember that one day. Remember you could go. "I think I'm fixing to run out of balls." I said, "No, we're not running out of balls. My bag's full, man. You can have all I got. Just keep hitting."
Yeah, you told me we got a lot of problem balls.
He looked at me and said, "Every hole we played has water on it." I said, "Yeah, you just can't think about the water. You got to hit over the water."
Well, the reason I knew it had water because I found it all. All went in there. But, after that day right there, I loaded up. I got more balls. I can hit them till – I can hit them till I can't hit them no more.
Yeah, the last time I played with you, you had some new balls that had your name on them. Who made those for you?
Man, one of my really good customers, Lee Wright, and he's got his buddies down here right now fishing with Cameron today.
Yeah.
I saw it on TV, and I thought it was cool. And next thing I know, there's a case of them on my table. I'm like, man, where do these come from? Lee called me and said, "Hey, did you get your golf balls?" I said, "Man, it's big time." It ain't not. I mean, it's a case. Now, I went through a lot of them, but I still got a bunch of them left.
Boy, you can leave your mark everywhere where you go now.
That's terrible when somebody finds
your ball and go, "Hey, James Plogg was playing here."
Yeah, so this guy's really neat because I done found like 10 of his balls already.
Leaving your mark.
But Cameron and him got in at 6:30. I didn't talk to him.
Oh, they got in that. Oh, that's right. They went later yesterday. They were going to go out
later. Yeah, they left at 10 o'clock.
Well, that wind did come down yesterday. You know, up my way it did. I don't know about down your way, but
it never got
calm here yesterday. When I was talking to you, it was maybe 12. It was kind of like that. But the few people I talked to that went fishing yesterday said it was terrible.
Yeah.
Now, Penner got him a little old pattern. I think he caught 8 somewhere and 6 somewhere. Not good fishing, but he caught, you know, he caught
something anyway. Yeah.
But it was Kenny didn't catch nothing. Chris didn't catch nothing.
Yeah, everybody up my way, everybody said it was tough. They went red fishing. They didn't even catch any reds.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, it was really poor. A lot of boats. It was just a. Yesterday was like a bad day.
Yeah, it was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday. That's what you get.
That's it.
But nah, nobody did no good. I don't know. Cameron and we were fishing some new stuff yesterday, so I didn't talk to him. But I'm just have to go up there and get my trailer. So.
Well, what did you hear about the Lone Star Shootout? I went on their site and they hadn't updated the leaderboard for this year, but.
Man, as far as I know, Justin won it. I mean, that's.
What's the name of his boat?
The Quantified.
Yeah, that's the boat. That's the boat that Cameron was on when they caught the big tuna, the record tuna.
Yeah, he makes for Justin. And man, Cameron ain't going to be happy because I was sitting there for the phone call. And Justin said, look, man, we're fishing all these tournaments. The owner, we want you on the boat. He said, dude, I can't do it. I still got, you know, that's still snapper season.
Yeah.
But Cameron told me, he said, Justin's going to win it. But Justin's a bad dude, man. You know, he charter fishes. Justin fishes every day.
Yeah.
And he'd been catching them whites and sails. And when Cameron left yesterday, he said, man, all Justin needs is a blue. And 30 minutes, I think, 30 minutes before lines out, boom, there it is.
Unbelievable.
And in them point systems like that, you know, you're better off. You catch a little old rat blue about 150 pounds, man. Boom, there you go.
Still counts as the same as a big one, you know, unless you catch a beast and then kill it and bring it in and get more points added to it. Yeah.
That's like a boat that Cameron worked on in Los Angeles in the Triple Crown. They came back from the dead, and you know what they hit? They hit a little pack of stripies. They were all like 60, 70, 50-pound little stripies.
Yeah.
They had a triple header. That's 500 points, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but good on him. I think Vincey is Cameron's best friend, Vince, on the Tenacious. I think Vincey was second. And I didn't look no further than that. And I think them boys weighed a 549, 555.
Yeah, the ones that were bringing one in, that 118-incher. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in a kill pot, you got money in the kill pot. I think that was the only fish killed. They'll hit them a little lick right there.
Yeah, sure will.
But John, my buddy John Bowen, he's the president of all that Houston big game stuff. So I'll talk to John later on and get the whole scoop on everything.
Wonder how many marlin total were caught in 2 days. What was it, 17 the first day?
Just billfish, Mickey. I added a lot. Just like day one, I'm just talking about billfish, sales, whites, and blues was like 35.
Yeah.
So I think you're looking at, you know, over 60 billfish.
Yeah. The guff,
and probably,
guff is healthy right now.
And a lot of boys was fishing close. I mean, they were fishing tight, you know, because they were fishing for the weights and sales too on the points
right.
Deal. You know, it's kind of a strategy for, you know, what pot you're in. Like Justin and them guys, they're across the board on everything. Here it is, 70 grand, boom, we're across the board.
you know, and then some people say, hey, man, we're gonna fish in the kill pots. They throw all their money at that. So there's a lot of little different strategies right there, what you want to do.
Sure.
But if you're going to play that game and you don't get in, you know, you leave, I think.
Oh, yeah, you got to make way in.
Yeah, I think Mr. Gardner, by not getting in on certain pots, I know two or three times Mr. Gardner left $50,000 here on the table, $100,000 there on the table because he didn't get in. You know, here's a trophy and a nice rod and reel. See you later. And the next guy gets $50,000.
Yeah, that hurts.
That's not good. Yeah,
no,
that's not good.
No.
No, but it was a good time. They had good weather, and they come up on the front of that moon, you know. So it was – they hit a good time. But Justin's been catching them fish. I mean, because Cameron talks to him every day. And, you know, yeah. They'll have a limit of snapper, four white marlin, two sails, three wahoo. I mean, he's mm-hmm. he's been on them. But it's just like us, you know. You're going fishing every day. I kind of know what to do. I kind of got a little pattern, you know. Well, no, I don't right now because I ain't catching nothing. But I'll get me a new pattern.
The more you fish, the luckier you get, man. That's
ain't that the truth.
You got to stay in touch.
I still came around. So you look at them leaderboards and all them tournaments. I don't care what kind of tournament it is. Man, that guy, he's lucky. He's always doing good.
No, he ain't lucky.
Whoever that is, that guy probably works harder than everybody else.
That's true.
It's just like Jimmy Law and them boys. They, you know, they're granted, they're great fishermen, but you ain't going to outwork them. I mean,
no,
you
aren't going to outwork Jimmy Lloyd. He's the animal, the ultimate of animals.
He's unbelievable. It's like, you know, in the old days, we could run a crew up and show up and go fish one of your tournaments and have a chance.
Right.
I have a chance in hell right now to show up at some tournament.
Hey, you ought to be me only getting 3 days a week to fish. I mean, it's hard to stay on them the way it is now. Before, you know, it wasn't that big a deal. I mean, you turn the key off anywhere and catch them. Now it's a little different game we're playing.
Oh, Mickey, when I take my one day off on Saturday and don't go, and I lose just a little bit of edge, it's, I mean, you better be where they're at, bro. And if you're not, you know, I had me a good little pattern. I was very, very fortunate. I had me some stuff I was hitting. I was going to catch my fish. Now, granted, we talked about this yesterday. So you catch a limit. So you catch 15 fish. Who cares? I don't even like to talk about it. But I write it in my book because I like to know. And I was able to do that. Well, now a lot of my stuff's starting to fade. So I got to get on something different. I thought I had something, but it faded. So right now I got nothing. I mean, if everything being perfect, I can two them to death. I can catch two here, three there, two there. But it better be right. If the wind blows, that's out. You're done.
School bus fishing. Make a stop,
yeah,
and pick up one or two. Move
on. I honestly don't. I mean, these boys over here with this bait, they're catching these fish, man. I don't, you know, they're all fishing toward the pass. I know where all them fish are that they're catching with bait. I'm not going to catch them on lures. It'd be tough. And plus, there's so many people fishing, you can't fish.
Right.
But just what I'm doing, I don't have a school of fish. I don't have nothing right now that you can set on and catch 20 or 30 trout. I do not.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just not bite, but I don't think I got them. I honestly don't. But we'll figure it out. If that wind calms down, we're, you know, like Friday was terrible, dude. It blows 16, 17 miles an hour all day long.
Yeah, it never would let up.
No, you're behind eight ball when you leave.
Well, you know, and you're in certain places where you can get out of it, and if you got fish there, that's all good, but you got to go to any kind of open water to get fish with that kind of wind in Galveston Bay, especially as much fresh water strewn all over the place. You can't expect anything good to come out of that. The outcome's never very good.
Dude, you're in trouble. I went out there yesterday on Friday, and, you know, me and you, we know where to fish out there, and the water was decent. Man, I'm anchored up off the bow, and I'm taking them over the bow. Where in the old days, when there was a lot of fish there, it don't matter. If I don't sink, we're going to catch them.
Yeah.
But it wasn't no fish up there. And I had me a little niche protected from a south wind for a long time, and I had them. And it was a stupid spot. Ain't nobody going to fish there. We roll in there, and we catch 15, 20, 25 quick. It was good fishing. I was hero city. I mean, I don't think I caught them all because we don't kill them all. But I think they just faded. I think they moved.
went from hero to zero.
I don't think they moved into ice chest because I'm the only one fishing there, and I ain't just crushing it, you know. But they may just either they ain't biting or it's a lot of timing right now.
It is.
You can be somewhere at the right time.
Well, Lynn and I just got through talking about that, you know, like how these bite windows are with these tides and the moon phase and everything else. And he got in the lake the other morning, and they just, he said bait was working everywhere. It was on fire. You know, you just, everything was alive. And they hit them hard real quick for a few minutes, trout and reds, lighting them up. And he said every mullet, every bait fish just went down. And that was it. It was over. It's like turning the switch off. And you knew just by looking at the water, you weren't going to catch anything.
Yeah, it same thing happened to him.
Welcome to our world. That's the same way up here. Same deal.
Yeah, I mean, you pull in on your stuff and say, okay, man, it looks really good. You catch two or three, it's okay, man, this going to make this work. As soon as that sun pops up and everything fades, no bites, no bites.
Good night, Irene.
10 o'clock.
Just like
the
song.
Have a nice day, dude.
Have a nice day. Oh, well.
Oh, Lord.
All right, James. Well, hey, good luck. Hope y'all find some tarpon today, and y'all can get out there and bow to the king a little bit. I'll check in with you next week. We'll figure it out. It's all good.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, somebody wants to go to thebottom.com. How do they get a hold of you?
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. Have a good one, bro. Appreciate
it. Hey, have a good Sunday. We'll see you, Plog. Take care, bud. All right. That's Captain James Plog. And it's time for the top of the hour break. After we come back from the break, we'll go to Roy Simmons up on Richland Chambers. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.